There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
I've got a bit of a thing for this next guest.
Have you?
Yes, because I loved her when she was on The Voice, and she won The Voice in 2012, Carice Eden. Afternoon, how are you?
Hey.
Welcome.
I'm good, how are you?
We're really good.
We're good. You're great. You've got new music out. Thank God for that.
Yeah, it came out last Friday. You can get it anywhere you want now.
Oh, fantastic. What was the it's been a little while in between drinks.
Yeah, probably about 4 years.
Have you been writing? Have you been touring? What's been happening in your world?
Yeah, well, pretty much exactly what you said. I've been writing, I've been touring, I've been in the studio, in and out doing all sorts of little things just in the background, you know. Nothing too spotlighty, I guess you could say.
So Give Me Your Love is the new track, and what's it about? Tell me what is the whole guts of it?
Oh, well, I guess it's just being absolutely, totally in love with somebody and talking about, you know, past, present and future stages of the relationship, I guess you can gather from the first and second verse. It's just a really beautiful, positive, uplifting song.
Yeah, it is a great track. In fact, there's a plethora of great tracks on the album. Some of them, which ones did you actually write?
I wrote a track called Hopeless.
Which I was going to say is beautiful. It is actually a really beautiful track.
I co-wrote that song with one of my best mates, Alicia. We actually co-wrote I Was Your Girl, one of the songs I released years ago on The Voice as well. She's sort of my musical soul sister. We always get together and write in our own time, away from the industry, away from the noise and away from everything. And I really do believe that when we come together and write, there's something special that we can share with each other that we can't share as writers with anybody else. And it's something I love and I wanted to show that off, and I'm proud of that.
Carice, now just on your songwriting, so since The Voice, you have become a mum. Do you feel like that's impacted? Has that changed your songwriting, do you think?
I definitely believe it has. You know, I haven't got the time as much during the day.
Makes it quicker.
Yeah. I think songwriting is a little bit of an emotional experience. You've got to sit down, you've got to have the time and patience to write, to think, to create, all that sort of stuff. And yeah, it is a little bit difficult when you've got a child or, you know, if that child's in daycare and you're on a time limit, it's never good being creative. I've got an hour to just hurry up and get creative.
Yeah, that's not good.
You know, because I've been cleaning the rooms and, you know, doing food shopping and budgeting for the week and all that all morning, and then I've only got 1 hour to be creative and come up with that hit, you know.
It can be
a little difficult.
You've done a great job. But the other song that I love on the album is Powerless. Did you write that or co-wrote it?
That was actually a song that I'm pretty sure my producer had something to do with the writing in that. And Dan Sultan. So it was a pretty powerful song, I guess, when I first heard it. And, I really dig it.
You've always been, even from when I first saw you on The Voice, that whole, your sound is so blues, so rock, so is that what you love?
Yeah, look, I love so many different styles of music. I guess I'm just sort of dabbling in a whole, I don't know, genre here and there, and I'll probably change it in the future and, you know, like, because I'm not set to one style. But I think that the industry, from my perspective, and that probably do believe I'm best suited to that sort of a sound, which I don't mind because I love all sorts of music.
There's some power ballads on there as well, so it's not just locked into blues and rock. There's some really powerful power ballads.
Yeah, you know, I guess that's just where my voice can kind of shine, you know, and show off my unique style, I guess you could say.
Can I just ask you too, speaking of showing off things, you've had a makeover. You look amazing.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's all my personal hard work and my personal choice.
Well done. Don't worry. Dean would like to marry you, except he's just excited that we got the yes vote last year. Don't worry.
I'll have to put your hands in the
partner ways. But the album cover looks amazing. You look hot.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I've bloody worked hard these last 12 months trying to get myself looking good.
What have you been doing? You've been doing like Pilates and yoga and F45.
I just go to the gym, pump some weights, do some running. I go to dance classes and, just do some stuff. I think it's important too as a parent, having those dance classes in particular. There's something really fun. I'm learning a new technique, something that makes me feel confident. And I think that's really important as a mother to try your best to get into something like that for yourself.
Are you going to release a dance album?
I was going to say, we're going to get Chris Eden the dance album out next.
Goodness, no. My mummy dancing.
I love it. Well, the new album is called Born to Fight. It is fantastic. Well done. It's congratulations, and we wish you all the best. Obviously, it's now all the PR and the marketing goes behind it, but I think it's sensational. Some awesome tracks on it, and thank you for being on our show this afternoon.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a good one.
Thank you.
See Thanks, Chris.
Bye. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law. That's a brand new one from Carice Eden. It's called Give Me Your Love.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Isn't
gorgeous
it?
Track. She's a bit like Adele, isn't she? Like, she's got this amazing,
very
soulful voice. When she talks, she's really earthy, you know?
Very earthy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.